Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me this morning by phone is the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
So last week we talked about the election results in general and how it all played out in Minnesota, rural Minnesota in particular, and how rural Minnesota has an independent streak. And now we have a House that is Republican and a Senate that is Democratic, a Democratic governor. We'll be able to see kind of how this all plays out now in the next couple of years. So now in part two of this dialogue, let's kind of set it up here. I mean, there are a number of items on Dayton's agenda that he's made very clear. He'd like to see a comprehensive transportation bill go through. Do you think there's going to be some obstructionist kinds of things happening, or do you expect that there will be honest compromise?
Yeah, I don't think there'll be obstruction, but I do think there'll be fundamental differences in where the priorities of funding lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really think the debate's going to come down to light rail, more transit-minded transportation versus your traditional roads and bridges. So you have this large class of rural representatives elected. They don't have transit or light rail in their districts. Their focus is going to be on roads and bridges. So, you know, you're going to see, I guess the commonality here is everyone understands that transportation needs to be at top of the list of issues to tackle. It's going to come down to the funding, not just the source, but also the distribution of the funds.
What about higher education? Do you think they're going to make any progress with that as far as the cost of higher education?
You know, I think they'll stick to that tuition freeze that they've worked on. I think that this legislature, and I do believe in a bipartisan way, that they could come to some agreement on, you know, what we need to do to make sure that we still have first-class, first-rate schools, colleges, universities in this state. And, you know, so there's going to be some funding increases. Of course, the debate will come to, you know, how much. There's a common interest in putting money towards education.
And I just have one more question. The independent party candidate for Governor Nicollet, her name was, I think, did she gain the 5% necessary to remain a viable party?
No, she did not. That's an interesting point you raised because of all. So one of the constitutional officer candidates needed to reach that 5% threshold, and none of them did. So they'll lose their major party designation. One candidate actually came really close, 4.9%. I believe that was a candidate for Secretary of State. But they did not crash through that 5% threshold, so they'll lose that designation.
And that actually is kind of costly to a party, right?
Yeah, I mean, it everything from being excluded from debate to, I mean, you're really kind of taken out of the conversation, and then you lose that financial bump, too, from being the designated main party. But, you know, again, just 4 years ago in an election, we had an independent governor candidate that got, you know, what was it, 15% of the vote in Tom Horner. And so you're looking, you know, again, just the Minnesota voter, it's unpredictable.
All right. Thanks very much, Brad, and best wishes to you.
Thank you.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.